Bandit here, Bandit is here, Bandit is here. And right now, I want to have some pool table talk. There's a lot of things going on with men out there today. We don't know what's going to happen in this country, this great country called America, the good old US of A. It seems like it's a trend to hate this country. It's a trend to not care about what we represent in the world. And it's very sad because we have a movement, or many movements out there that practice hate. Everything is filled with emotions and anger, and they feel like we all should feel that way. And it's very asinine to expect someone to feel the way you feel. Me, I don't deal with feelings. I deal with logic. I deal with logic. I will say this for the men part. As long as you follow women, as long as you bow to the feminine and not stand for the masculine and be a true leader and be brave and be honorable and have integrity and moral character, then everything around you will fall. You can't complain about women. You can't complain about what's going wrong for you in life if you're going against your own interests. And that's what men are doing. Men are going against their own interests. Now, my pool table here have the great Pittsburgh Steelers on it, my favorite team, and they play tonight in the Hall of Fame game. I really, really hope that the NFL don't have this social justice warrior crap on the football field and, you know, in the stands, and they're not representing this cancel culture. Football is a gladiator sport. It's a man sport. It's where men go out and test their abilities and skills and strength. It's what being a man is all about. Competition. Being able to compete on a high level. This is how the world was built. The world was built on being competitive. Not giving somebody an award just because they showed up, but because they performed and performed with excellence. This is what being a man is all about. It's not about feelings and your emotions. It's okay to love your mom. It's okay to love women. But you have to stand up to true manhood. You have to take accountability for what you was put on earth to be as a man. It's very, very important. Very important. So, I have my pool table with my Steelers pride on there. And I'll be glad to see the game tonight, to see football again. But I don't want to see this cancel culture and all these different organizations. And we got to bow to this and we got to bow to that. Let's just see some good old football, man. And men, when you deviate from what you're supposed to be in life, because there is another agenda out there for us that they want us to be, and it's not going to be good for the society. We all know what that agenda is. I don't have to mention it right now. I'll be dealing with that in the future, on my podcast. But I'm going to tell you, men need to steadfast in their masculinity and teach boys how to become strong men, great leaders, being honorable, respectful, duty, all these things is very important for our survival. Men are not supposed to just be emotional. We're supposed to see a problem, understand a problem, and work to solve the problem. So, in my conclusion with this pool table talk, which I do a pool table talk every morning, I think it's kind of cool. I think pool is kind of cool, even though I need to sharpen up on my game. I'm a pretty good shot, but I can get better. But I've been working a lot, and I don't get to play as often. I think my son get to play more than I do, but it's very cool to have a pool table in your home, and it's a masculine game to me. I love it. You know, there's a movie that I love with Tom Cruise and Paul Newman, The Color of Money, and I have that on Blu-ray, and I like to watch that on my projector in my bedroom sometimes, and that's a great movie, a real man movie. And so football tonight, I'm happy about it. And I want to say this. If the NFL bow to this social justice warrior crap and this cancel culture crap, if you don't do what we say do, then we're going to cancel you, or we're going to do this, you know, and you bow to them, I probably won't be, well, I know I won't be watching football this year. I won't be watching football this year because we need men to stand up. It's very important. And with that, MGTOW Bandit is out. That's the conclusion for the pool table talk today. Peace.